guys, we've got a special interview for you today. We're joined by artist Sarah Jaffe. Sarah, how's it going?
Very good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Sure.
So, Sarah, today is the kickoff of the three-day Float Fest here in San Marcos, Texas. And I was wondering, what's it like for you being here today on a personal level?
It's awesome. I mean, it's a great lineup, cool festival. Bringing the Texas summer even more charm. I'm honored to be here.
Very nice, very nice. Sarah, you have a new EP out that dropped in July called Visions. I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. It's mainly just like a little fun side project that was just derivative of the record previously, Don't Disconnect. I'm a fan of a good remix, and so I just wanted to have a group of friends that I respected musically and trusted on a personal level, and just wanted to get their take on some of the songs. So I had S1 do a remix, my drummer Rob Sanchez did a remix, guitarist I play with from time to time named Robert Gomez. He goes by Ether Villain, did a remix. So it was just like a group of friends. It was just something fun, kind of lighthearted that I just wanted to release, and something fun for fans of Don't Disconnect to hear someone else's take on the song.
Absolutely, absolutely. I totally understand. There's now on that EP, there's like two new songs, correct? Like,
yeah. So S1 and I have a project called The Dividends that we just have an archive of like pop and hip hop songs that we kind of shop around to bigger artists, and we just work so well together that we started our own project, The Dividends, and release our own songs under that moniker. So the two songs that you're hearing is one Dividend song called Cross My Mind, and another one that I did with McKinsey Smith, who produced Don't Disconnect, with my good friend Sam Lau and Zora.
Absolutely. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And your side project, The Dividends, I think you had a song that was actually featured on Eminem's 2013 album, the Marshall Mathers LP. What was it like for you having your song on that album? I know it must have been just such a great feeling. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. I mean, it's pretty surreal. You know, it kind of was an eye-opener in that. It kind of gave me this firsthand experience with how it is for a lot of writers to write for bigger artists. There was quite a disconnect. You know, I'd never met Eminem. I met Dre briefly, Dr. Dre briefly. When S and I wrote this song, we had no idea that it was going to happen so quickly, nor did we have any idea that it would end up on the, Marshall Mathers LP. So it was just kind of a disconnected experience in that, we wrote the song, then 6 months later it's on the back of, the title track for Eminem's record, and then as soon as the record came out, that's the first time I'd heard it in its completion, because once I wrote the hook, I didn't hear it after that. So it was kind of surreal in that way, but also surreal and like, wow, it's pretty awesome. And definitely a huge door that was opened, because it's something I've always wanted to do. I really enjoy writing, but I also thoroughly enjoy writing for other artists. It's just a fun exercise, I think. And it's, you just think less. You're not so much in your head, and you kind of open up a little bit. So it was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
To do that song with S1.
Absolutely. And you also worked with Grammy producer Symbolic One. That's got to be pretty trippy as well. Were you nervous at first, or did it come naturally to you?
No, I mean, S1 was the one that contacted me via Twitter, and just asked if I would be interested in writing some hip-hop hooks. And so it just started out really, first of all, you should know that he's a super down-to-earth guy. There's no ego about him. He just works really, really hard, and he's nonstop. Like, he's constantly creating work for himself. And the reason why he does so well is because he works his tail off, and he does it without ego. So I respond really well to that. I don't respond well to people with large egos, and so I soon straight away that this guy was, you know, legit, and turns out, you know, my instinct was right. He's just a really, really hard worker and insanely, insanely talented. He's a genius. But no, he made me feel comfortable right away. I've in the studio is one of I feel most confident. It's out of the studio that I feel kind of vulnerable, but in the studio that I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. So
I hear you.
It was no different working with him.
Very nice, very nice. And Sarah, what other things do you have on the horizon? I know that you are here at Float Fest today and this weekend, but what things do you have coming up that are in the works?
I just started recording again, so I'm already onto the next record, at least slowly but surely. I'm still trying to work Don't Disconnect from last year. Just playing a lot of festivals like this one and continuing to play shows, but also hopping back in the studio. So I'm doing stuff with Bob Sanchez, my drummer. He's out of Austin, and I just go down to his studio every once in a while, and we work out some songs, some older songs, and I'm also still in the studio with S1, so still working on new stuff, but also working on older stuff, too.
Very nice, very nice. And Sarah, what advice would you give to somebody that wants to pursue music and to become an artist such as yourself?
I would say good luck. It's really difficult. It's a hard business to be in, but I think with anything else, if you love something, I think it's really important to have a person, and that goes for everything. And anything that you love, I don't think things would just come easy. So I would just say, if you love something, if you love playing music or whatever it might be, stick with it. Things might not pan out the way that you ideally thought they would. I'm a firm believer in sticking with something. I really think if you stick with something on this, something's going to pay off one way or another. I think that's pretty much what I can give at this point.
That's some good advice. That's some really good advice. And Sarah, my last question is, where can our listener audience find out more about you and kind of keep abreast of what you're doing?
Sorry, ask that one more time?
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering for our listening audience, where can they find out more about you and kind of keep abreast of what you're doing?
I'm pretty media social savvy, so I try to stay on Twitter. You can get on Twitter. It's just Sarah Jaffe. I try to have a presence online on Facebook. And then you can always find out about shows. You can just go to my website, sarahjaffe.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Awesome. Guys, if you're listening to this on SoundCloud, check us out on your mobile phone or your mobile device. Just download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the Google Play, as well as the iTunes Store. It's free of charge. Just download that app and search for our show name. It's Redefined in the Counterculture. And also, you can listen to this on our website at wittenradio.com. This will be on the homepage of the site, and make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We'll be covering the festival for the next 3 days in real time on our Instagram and Twitter, and also our Tumblr.